Late night. I'm back. Like you guys care. You guys didn't care if I was gone or not. I'm sure you did. But yes, I'm back. It's true. I'm here talking with my friends here on Spreaker.com. And it seems like it's been forever. Now, I had planned on coming back next week on the 20th, but I was prompted to return just to talk about a few things because of the untimely death of Robin Williams. Of course, the whole nation knows, and fans and friends and family alike know that Robin Williams passed away yesterday. So we'll be talking about that a little bit. But other than that, I'm glad to be back. It was it seems like it was forever. Now, if you guys have listened to the show before this, I did upload last week my very first premiere episode of the 5x5 on Pride 48, which I had a lot of fun doing, and it was kind of a mess. I was kind of all over the place because I was out of practice. It wasn't my normal, the way I normally do my podcast. So hopefully to get better, I'll get the sound things and stuff like that worked out. But that's what I'm doing. So on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, I think I'm on Pride 48. I'm doing a version of this show. It's kind of a hodgepodge between all the 5x5 shows, like the 5x5 Late Night Show, which is what we're doing tonight. Real Talk with David and Nikki, and which is more like a gossip conversation show, and then Fanboy Weekly, which I get to geek out and be a nerd. For the people. And so that's on Pride 48. So you go to pride48.com. If you go to the schedule page, you'll see me. And then there's a little button you can play. And there's a lot of great podcasters on there. I listened to a few tonight. And so check out the website, check all the podcasters out on that site. And, it's fun. It's fun. And one of my favorite podcasts is from a gentleman who just stepped into the chat room, Jaded Tristan. And he says, "What's up, bitches?" We love a bitch, right? It's funny. Timmy Sims the other day, and Robert Thompson. Hey, you guys. He introduced me to bitch pudding on, it's from what's that show? It's Robot Chicken, and bitch pudding is hilarious. And with Robert Thompson's talking about penises. It's so when the very first one I seen is when she comes in, bitch pudding comes into the room. She goes to Strawberry Shortcake and Baby Needs a Name. I was gonna have that queued up so I could play it, but I didn't record it. And she goes, she's like, "What's up, hoes?" That's hilarious. That's hilarious to me. It might not be hilarious to you guys, but it's hilarious to me. But anyhow, this month is my birthday month. I mean, it is my birthday month. My birthday is August the 25th. I will be 40 something or other, and living the life, or trying to live the life. But I found somebody told me the other day, I was chatting with them, and they said, "Oh man, you must be really old. You have a lot of gray in your beard." I'm like, "Can you back up off me?" And so, and this is at the grocery store. I'm like, and it's somebody that I knew. I said, "Y'all need you to back up off me with all that." And they're like, "Oh, I can't believe, David, you got all that gray." I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "But I embrace my age. I'll be 43, and because what Oprah says, to not, be happy with the age that you are is to deny your existence." So I'm not, I, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, I don't want to tell people I'm 40 something, but I don't care anymore. And then the same person, as I was checking out, I guess he tried to clean it up, and I don't know if he was hitting on me or not. He says, because, I'm a man of particular size, I ain't no twink, and I'm not a muscle bear. I'm just soft, right? And so, and so he's like, but you know what, David, in Africa, they love you. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, in Africa, you'd be on point. You know what? Sometimes people need to keep their damn mouths shut. And I guess he was talking about, my thing is I'm still cuter than you. Not that that matters or anything, but he actually said that to me in the checkout line while he was using his EBT card. Don't play. And so I don't think you can make the chat window bigger, Tristan. Oh, hey, Raven Randall. Hey, guys. My Pride 48 brothers, new brothers, have joined me in the chat room. It is tiny. And to support me. Thank you guys so much. But yeah, he said this in the checkout line, talking about, in Africa, an African prince would really love me because it means that I'm wealthy, which that's not the case at all. But don't say that to me. That's not hot. You lost. Hashtag you lost, because that's not cute. But anyhow, but yes, it is my birthday month. I don't know if I'm doing anything this year. Normally I have. It's tiny. That's what he said. I don't know if I'm gonna do anything this year for my birthday. I'm saving money, because the more I plan for my Nashville Comic Con trip, the more expensive it gets. So I'm trying to, cut money here and save money there. But this week, I actually, and I'll talk about more about this on Sunday. I made a killing on eBay this week. I mean, an absolute killing. If you know, San Diego Comic-Con was a few weeks ago, and eBay had some of the exclusives, like the little Marvel mini blind box things, but they were from San Diego Comic-Con, and I didn't need them. But the only reason, because there was something else I wanted that you had to buy something to get it for 75% off. So I bought these little mini bobble things, blind boxes, and some of them are rare. So therefore, they were worth more money. So I put them on eBay, and for every one that I bought, and I bought four, I paid $7.95 for them. One day I had a 15% off coupon, but I end up selling all of them for no less each, $30 each. I'm like, he won, because that's what's 30 times four? That's $120. Yeah, no, three times four. Yeah, $120. And so I'll be getting that money. I mailed finished mailing the things off today. So I'm like, okay, that'll go into the Nashville Comic Con fund. And I also, and then Barnes and Noble called me today, and I also won. I won a pop figure. If you guys have listened to the show before or listened to the Fanboy Weekly show, I won. I collect the pop figures. Collect the little figures from television shows and stuff like that. Anyhow, I'm too old to be doing it, but I like them. But they called me today and said that I won, because they had a Get Pop Cultured event throughout the Barnes and Noble chain, which they're trying to get into that market, because there's a lot of money. Nerds my age obviously have expendable income, and all we do is spend money on our nerd stuff. So they clued in, which I got a lot of free stuff. They had a lot of free stuff they gave away. But anyhow, the last week, the last it was Saturday, they had a zombie fest deal thing, and I put my name into a box, and I won a T-shirt that I can't wear, and then I won a Plants versus Zombies pop figure, which I collect, and I got a free VIP pass to a zombie fest, something or other, here in town. So I'll be doing that here in the next few coming months. So that was a win. That was a win. But so My niece's birthday was this week as well. Well, this month as well. Hers was on the 5th, mine's on the 25th. We're 20 years and 20 days apart. Can you believe that? And she's like a daughter to me. And so we had fun. So my birthday, not going to do too much, but I'm such a Virgo. And I tell people, I warn people before they get, whether it's a friendship, a work acquaintance, or, a working, a coworker, or a romantic relationship. I warn people that I'm a crazy Virgo, and I'm a Virgo to the T. I always have to be right. I'm always going to have the last word, and I'm kind of a bitch. But with that being said, it's all good, and I love really hard, and I'm very prideful, which sometimes that can be a problem. But no, it's all good, and hopefully, I will. Get a little bit better with my Virgo isms. I'm gonna be 43, so I doubt that would happen. But anyhow, it is the 5x5 late night show. I'm so glad to be back talking to you guys. Thank you, my Pride 48 friends, for joining me in the chat room. I do appreciate that. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the reason why I took a little break. We're also going to talk about Robin Williams tonight and my favorite I can't say his name, Robin Williams show. Also, the Guardians of the Galaxy, fabulous soundtrack, naked TV shows, and also the whole divorce drama between Beyonce and Jay-Z. So stick around. You can always catch past shows on our Facebook page because it's always going to be there somewhere. The 5x5 completely spelled out, or check me out on Blogspot, the5x5.blogspot.com, or send me a tweet at the5x5. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and get into the meat of our show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair, oh, the buffets, oh god, I love ham. Oh goodness, oh, the liquor, oh, oh. Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news. Yes.
We'll be right back.
Do you guys remember that song? I absolutely love. Can you guys remember? Do you guys remember who that is? I'm waiting. That used to be my favorite video because remember it was done like in stop animation photography. That was called stop photography animation, one of those things. And it was, and then I was, the group was called New Shoes. Remember that song? I Can't Wait. That was like their big song. This was the follow up single to that song, which didn't do very well, but I happened to like it because they had her love interest in the video of Point of No Return was a really, really cute guy who happened. It's New Shoes. the guy who was in the video was really, really, really hot, which I thought he was hot. And I had to be. Yes, I've been gay for a long time. I had to be in middle school when this song, it's an 80s song. And I remember he had all this long brown hair and this horrible 80s like Garanimals matching top and bottom, and they was kind of moving down the street, and I thought he was really cute. He had a really nice smile. I'm a fan of smiles and kind faces, and I love the video. Of course, I liked her. She still sings. They've actually, he and her, I think they're married now. He doesn't have the hair anymore, but they still do concerts around places, and they've made a lot of different what's it called, remixes of this versions, I guess you should say, versions of I Can't Wait and Point of No Return. I happen to like it, and that's my throwback song for the day. But it's not that the song is really relative to me, but just the title alone, Point of No Return, I was done. A few weeks ago, there was so much going on, when I tell people I have a busy life, People don't understand. People get like my friends, they get mad at me because they're like, David, you don't do this, or David, you won't come out and hang here. That's because I'm tired. Leave me alone. And so, now sometimes I had to explain. I have one friend, a female friend, that always wants me to go out and drink and stuff. For one, we're 40, you know, 40 plus. Stop all that. You know, every once in a while it's cool, but you want me to drink every weekend? I'm not that guy. Now, I have a glass of wine or something rarely. And for what, I don't have time to go out, because when I would want to go out, and plus I don't live in Atlanta anymore, so there's no reason to go out here. There's nobody here I want to see. I don't like the after effects of alcohol. The last time I went out was a couple of months ago, and I had two Bourbon and Cokes. Now, mind you, they were very strong because I knew the bartender, and he was trying to kill me that night, obviously. I had a hangover the next day. I think it was Mother's Day? No, it wasn't my Mother's Day. I can't remember what it was. I took the day off, and I can't remember why I took the day off. I had a hangover the next day. So I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. But, you know, and I try to tell her, I'm like, I work a lot. You know, I work a lot. And now recently, you know, up until like about a month ago, my work did slow down. But then I have another thing, other stuff to go with. Like my mother was back in the hospital several times in the last 2 weeks. So worrying about her, and that's a whole nother kind of stress. Worrying about, you know, a parent. And hey, RJ Denny, I'm good. How are you? Good to see you in the chat room. You know, so you have that kind of stress, and then of course work stress and my work. And then there's a week where my work, they want to have meetings. Like I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You guys probably know that. And they want me to, you know, they meet us to death. You know, I can't go to, you know, two and three meetings on my days off. When do I have time off? And then going into work early, I'm like, it's all me whining about it, but it's all true. So, and when I, and then, you know, taking care of my mother, you know, that's a responsibility that I've taken on as well, but somebody has to do it. And a lot of times, this is Dinesh from Indianapolis. Well, hey, Dinesh from Indianapolis. I kind of remember you. Yes, I do remember you from a long time ago. Nice to see you again. And so, I've been busy, and so it was just stress, and then relationships, it's one of those things to where relationships are hard no matter what they are, like whether you have a platonic friendship or you're on the cusp of a romantic relationship, they can be difficult. And then sometimes, feelings get hurt and people misconstrue things you say, or you misconstrue things, and then that adds stress. And so I was done. I'm like, I'm not podcasting for a while. I need to get refocused. And sometimes I do that, and then I just step away from everything. And it's nothing that anybody's really done to me. It's just like, okay, David, it's time to step away. It's time to, step back and reevaluate what you have going on. So, but I did get some things accomplished, and so I'm back on a more positive path. But that brings me to Robin Williams. Everybody loved Robin Williams and what he's given entertainment and comedy. And it really, and I don't cry over people. I think I cried, the last celebrity that I cried over was Michael Jackson. And it wasn't because Michael had passed, it was because of the hurt. I don't like seeing people upset or hurt. And Whitney, it was sad, and I think I cried over both of those guys. And Robin Williams dying yesterday, when I found out. How did I find out? I was at work. I was at work. It was yesterday. And then, you know how your tweets come to your phone, and somebody, posted R.A. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I'm like, what is that about? Because they have those little those mean jokes that they put on, like some celebrity or somebody is dying or is dead. And I'm like, oh, that's really, really mean. But this person is not one of those kind of people that would do that. So I'm like, I better check this out. So of course I Googled it while at work. Don't tell anybody. And so I Googled, I'm like, oh my God, Robin Williams really did. Why can't I say his name, everybody? What is wrong with me? Robin Williams actually did pass away. And I'm like, wow, that's deep. So upon further investigation, I also read where he had been suffering from bouts of depression, severe depression. And it kind of provoked me to say on Facebook that it's ironic how someone has given, so many people joy, and strive to make people laugh through their craft, their comedy, that they would choose suicide to leave this world because they were depressed. And that's just real, and I'm like, wow, that's deep, and you never know what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know. Just like, was it Phil Hartman, when Phil Hartman, I think it's, did his wife kill him, or he killed himself or something like that? I think he killed himself. You never know. And somebody said to me that sometimes these comedians, this is their therapy when they're doing their comedy routines, whether it's acting or stand up or whatever they're doing in that genre, this is how they cope with their depression. And then I look at myself, because I think I must be one depressed person, because I try to be the funny person. Now, whether I succeed at that, I don't know, but I try to be the funny person. And just about every situation I'm in, I want to be laugh, because pain, and that's mental pain and anguish and depression, that's real. And I can see how easy it can be to get pulled into that kind of whirlpool of I can't get out of it. And I can see that. A family member of mine, they struggled with depression. Now they're on Thought Bubbles. Hey guys, woohoo! They're on happy pills now, so they're better. But I'm, I mean, 'cause me, I'm very analytical, and I'm like, okay, why? You know, why did you go to that place? You know, I work in a in my the type of work that I do, and I've said this before, I work at with developmentally disabled individuals, and some of the clients have, you know, whether it's bipolar disorder or depression, and so I know the reasons why, you know, they're the way they are. Sometimes is you just wired incorrectly, or something's happened. You were nurtured incorrectly, so that kind of promotes your depression. And but then you think about people who, on the outside, are so happy and friendly, and just like Robin Williams, that you know they put so much energy into making people laugh. It's like, why couldn't you save yourself? And I'm not trying to be mean by any means. It's like, why, is something happening? And so here's the real story for me. I wish they wouldn't report any more about this, because I don't want to know, because I don't want to hear some tragic story, you know, because the wife, you know, the report that she gave, the not the report, the. What the wife said is, like, we want privacy at this time. You know, she had just spoke to him. You know, I guess they were at home, and then the next morning you go to bed one way, and then you wake up and say, okay, I'm done. I gotta kill myself. Something happened, but I don't think I want to know. And it's unfortunate that you know, it had to get there. So, you know, I had to say rest in peace, Robin Williams, you know, because even though I can't, I don't know what he went through. I think suicide is always the wrong route. But like I said, I wasn't walking in his shoes, and I didn't know his pain. But you know, you just wish sometimes that you could just, if somebody could have reached out and just said one thing to him. But they said sometimes depression is so severe that no one can reach you. You're so far inside yourself, inside the depression, that there's really no way that you think you can get out. But but there is. And unfortunately, he didn't give himself a chance to find it. But when I come back, I'm going to talk about two or three of my favorite Robin Williams movies. I don't want to get so dark and deep to where it's not fun. But you know, everybody else is talking about it, so we had to talk about it as well. So when we come back, I'll talk about my favorite Robin Williams movies, and then we'll go on from there. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we'll be right back.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's right, time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Dear, sweet peas, everybody's gotta have somebody's, even if it's only me. Stop your crying, sweet peas. Try to go to sleep. I don't know how you got here. I don't know if you cares. You could have come from heavens or a typhoon anywhere. Well, me, I came from heaven of Catalina La Lagoon. And I was told me mammy gave me up in a typhoon. Well, don't you cry, little sweet pea. You and me, we both the same. And the biggest tear I ever seen came in the eye of a hurricane. Go to sleep, sleep, sleepy. Now tell me what you see. And someday when you're older, I'll tell you all about me. Love from you.
Now, that was one of my favorite songs from the Popeye movie. If you remember the Popeye movie, it came out. It's another 80s movie, and it had Shelley Long with Olive Oil, and of course, Robin Williams was Popeye. Although, as a kid, I thought he looked really, really funny with those really, really big kind of arms and look kind of weird and look kind of fake and plastic. But I remember my sister and I watching it all the time. My mother took us to see it at the theater when it came out because, you know, it was a comic book movie. You know, it was one of the, you know, a comic, well, a comic strip, like the TV show. Cartoon, a cartoon into a live action movie. At the time, they were rare. You know, you had some, you know, of course, Wonder Woman and stuff like that. But this was on the big screen. It was Popeye. Pretty big actors because, you know, Shelley Long at the time was a kind of a huge deal, you know, after this was post The Shining. And, you know, of course, Robin Williams with Popeye. It was fun. It was kiddish. And I remember after it went off the theaters, that's back in the day when HBO, and if you had HBO and Cinemax, you have that brown box, one set, and you push the red for, you push one red button for HBO and you push two red buttons for HBO and Cinemax. And Raven Randall says he remembers it. He's like, saw it in the theater. And we would watch, it was on HBO. We would watch it every time it came on because it was a musical, I guess. And I don't know if this is the only musical Robin Williams did. If somebody can correct me. Thoughtbubble said that Chris is a fan of that movie. I found it a bit odd. It's a good, I think it's the whole comic book, you know, to live action movie. I think that's the connection with it because that's why I liked it even as a kid, even though I didn't know I was a big, I didn't know I was as big a nerd as I am today. I didn't know that was going to happen. But anyhow, but no, I enjoyed it. That was one of my. Oh, well, Aladdin, but that's a cartoon. So Aladdin is a musical. You know, I've never seen Aladdin. And see, I didn't know that. So, but I've never seen Aladdin. You know, I don't like, for some reason, I don't like those Disney animation movies. I don't know why. I just don't like them. But then he had just finished Night at the Museum because it's coming out. So that's going to be a little tough for people to watch, you know, one of his last shows. He was a voice of Dennis the Dog in another upcoming movie called Absolutely Anything. And then the television show with Sarah Michelle Gellar of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame, The Crazy Ones. I watched two episodes. I didn't like it, but you know, hey, he was working. But Popeye was one of my favorites. Oh, I guess he was Happy Feet. See, I didn't know that. I'm looking at his IMDb right now. Oh, one of my favorite comedic roles for Robin Williams was is probably going to be the world. This is The World Pertaining to Garp. I remember seeing that as a kid. I probably shouldn't be. I should probably shouldn't have been watching it. Let me see. Do you guys know? Let me try to see. You know what? And I didn't like Mrs. Doubtfire. People love that show. And they were going to make a Miss Doubtfire 2 in 2015. So that's not going to happen. And that's not me being mean, just being true. The world according to Garp. Remember, he was like, his mom worked at an insane asylum or some type of hospital, and he was the kid. And something was wrong with him. I remember that. I liked that as a kid. Mork and Mindy. I remember watching it, and I guess this it came out in 82, so I would have been what, 9 years old. I remember watching Mork and Mindy. I remember didn't it was either Pam Dauber or Pam Dauber's sister. Wasn't she killed or something like that? Mork and Mindy. You know what? That can't be right. They have on, okay, Mork and Mindy went from 1978 to 1982. So I would have been 7 years old. But okay, Popeye came out in 1980 during Mork and Mindy. I didn't know that. The one movie that was really, really, really 1 hour photo, really creepy. I can't remember what happened, but the part I've seen of it was very, very disturbing. Of course, Good Morning Vietnam. And he was into Wong Fu. Remember, he was into Wong Fu at the very beginning. He was in that. He was hilarious. The little 5 minute part that he did have in it. Let's see, Jumanji, probably my second favorite Robin Williams movie. Although I really didn't like Hook, with the Peter Pan thing. Didn't really like that. Good Will Hunting, I'd never seen it all the way through what he won the Oscar for. Let's see, Patch Adams, Bicentennial Man, AI, Insomnia, and there is one more that I wanted to mention that I don't see on here. So, he's a ton of things, has had a really, really long career of Dead Poets Society. Kira Nu Umbra. Apparently, Aladdin was not allowed to be nominated for Best Script because he improvised so much. No way. I did not know that. J Tristan, I do agree with you. On the app, it is better. Bicentennial Man was brilliant. I've seen pieces of it. Dead Poets Society. I made it to the chat room, bitches. What's Bangarang, Elaine? I don't know what Bangarang is. But it's unfortunate that all that talent. And then, of course, remember the comic relief efforts with Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal. Love that. He's just toys. He just did so much, and for to die in the manner that he died is. It's really, really unfortunate, and it made me kind of sad just to think about somebody, and not for the fact that he passed away, because people die every day. There's people that are depressed, and they die every day as well. But just I'm sad that for the fact that brilliance and that talent and the person that made people happy is gone, and that's unfortunate. But hope his family, and I don't know if he had any kids, his family and everybody is able to get through this and without so many prying eyes. And I don't want no bad stuff coming out about him, and because I don't want to hear that. To me, that would be horrible. Absolutely horrible. Bob Hoskins, who just died, and I think Lauren Bacall, didn't she just die recently as well? Anyway, let's brighten things back up, and when we come back, we'll talk about the two new CDs hitting or battling for the number one spot on the Billboard charts. These crazy naked shows on TV, Beyonce and Jeezy. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll be right back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause
oh, baby,
ain't no valley low.
Now, can anyone guess why I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell? Anyone? Anyone? Well, if you remember, if you guys have seen Guardians of the Galaxy, at the very end of the movie, you have Groot dancing. Groot's in a flower pot. Spoilers, sorry. It's not really a spoiler. Groot's in a flower pot. You know, that's the tree creature. He's in a flower pot, and he's dancing back and forth to Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which happens to be the last track on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 awesome Volume 1 soundtrack. It's the first soundtrack for this movie. Obviously, there's going to be another one. It had the best music. Of course, you know, we heard the Pina Colada song. And then, what was the other song? I want a dancing group pot too. Supposedly, Elaine, and also you, Raven Randall, that may be in the loot crate this month, because they've been hinting. If you have been looking at some of the loot crate posts, if you guys don't know what loot crate is, go to lootcrate.com. It is a mystery gaming and geek box that has all kind of, they have a theme. Last month was, it was villains. This month is heroes. Well, it is. It's a live action comic book movie. That's what it is. That might be in the Loot Crate. So if you guys haven't subscribed to Loot Crate, go to the 5x5.blogspot.com. Click on the first box on the right. It says Loot Crate. Use that link and get your own Loot Crate for the month of... yes, it's based on the comic book. And get your Loot Crate this month. It's only $20. And if this is your first time getting Loot Crate, I think it's like you get 10% off or something like that. It's like $17. So if you use my link, the 5x5.blogspot.com, the 5's are numeric, click on the first box on the right, go to the website and sign up. Well, I know I'm butchering your name. Kira Renambra. I'm going to call you K. Somebody pronounced it perfectly the other night. I should have committed it to memory. But no, Elaine, I know there's going to be a pop figure. And I think Chris and I, we talked about it when I met you guys over at Book Broker that day. I think it's going to be a Groot pop figure, but I'm hoping it's a dancing group, because they have been hinting on their Facebook page, saying that it's coming soon and it does exist. So maybe we'll get lucky, and that's going to happen. What's today is the 12th, going to be the 13th. We have 7 days to find out. So, well, I'm going to need a phonetic spelling of that so I can pronounce it correctly, because I feel like an idiot. But no, so with that being said, the songs on, we had Hooked on a Feeling, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, the Pina Colada song, all on the soundtrack, which I haven't bought yet, but I probably will, because I love that music. You know, the music that Star-Lord played during the movie and his little, a Walkman cassette player. But it may be number one on the Billboard charts next, either this week, probably next week. But it's battling for the number one spot with Now That's What I Call Music 51. You know, when you're old, somebody had Now That's What I Call Music number 30. It had like 30 to 35. And I'm looking at the back. I'm looking at the back of the, to see what tracks are on these Now That's What I Call Music CDs. And this was number 30, and I knew two songs. Then I think the next one, I knew two songs. And then as the number went up, the more songs I didn't even recognize. And so if they're on 51 now, I mean, how long have they been doing it? 51? I probably don't know any of the songs, which is fine with me because all I listen to is Beyonce in my car. Catch it. She won. But Kirani Nombra. Was that right? Probably not. But we'll see who's going to win. So this will be the second time this year that a movie was number one, the same time as the soundtrack was number one, as what Frozen did. I guess that was Frozen last year? Frozen did last year. Yes, the phonetic spelling is also hard to pronounce. Kirani Umbra. Well, what's on? I want to know what's on. That should be on your next podcast, Elaine. What's on the Now What I Call Music number one? I want to know. When do they start? What songs are on that? I need to know. So we'll see. But I do want to purchase the soundtrack to Guardians of the Galaxy. I've never bought a soundtrack to a movie ever. Now, I did buy the Buffy musical episode. I did buy that soundtrack because it was pretty good. And I do know all the songs. He won. Anyhow. let's see. What else is there? I'll give a couple of shout outs to all my friends in the chat room. You can hear Matthew Raving Randall on Pride 48, Jaded Tristan on Pride 48, Elaine from Thought Bubbles on thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. They have a hilarious show. Check those guys out. Who else is in here with me? I hate the chat room because even like on my dash, I can't play stuff. Robert Thompson's in the chat room with us. Kirarumumbra is in there in the chat room with us as well. I think, is that everybody? Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. Yeah, I don't buy soundtracks to movies for some reason. I just think, oh, you part the. I thought that was like the worst soundtrack ever. No shade. No shade, Tristan. Okay, I think I want to stick with Liam. Is it okay if I call you Liam? Liam is so much easier. I can handle Liam. So what is coming up? We should be doing a show. Let's see. Thursday. And I think, Tristan, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm on at 10 o'clock on Pride 48 Thursday. And then Sunday we will be back on Fanboy Weekly doing that. And I'll say this real quick, if you guys are watching True Blood, aren't you guys mad? I am livid with True Blood. Livid. You know, they have ruined the show. They ruined the characters. They have stupid multi-storylines to end in a second. Obviously, all the writers went to Gotham and the third season of Arrow and Flash, because True Blood is horrible. Horrible, horrible, and they should have just stopped it last year. They only have two episodes left. Tara's thing was totally, totally stupid for a backstory that none of us even needed to know because we didn't care. We cared about her. She was a vampire. She was coming to terms with her mother to kill her in the first episode where we didn't get to see her die, and then give her a ghost story for nothing. It was ridiculous. So, you know, I'm in it to see how it ends. And then from what the previews are for the coming weeks, it looks even more stupid. And it's so predictable now. I just want to jump through my TV and to start chopping people in the throat because it's that ridiculous. So I'm on. Raven Randall, he just signed up for Loot Crate. Did you use my link? I'm not talking about True Blood anymore. I'm ready to go to break. Exactly, Elaine. It was horrible. Horrible. Mess. It's just a mess. You know, even if it was spoilers, Tristan, you're really not missing anything. That's kind of horrible. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to... Oh, no, I'm not taking a break yet. Enough True Blood and all that. Naked television. What is going... You know what? We are going to take a break. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then we'll talk about Naked Television. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
You ready, B? Let's go get him.
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace the reason all of my days been blind days. But today, I got my Berowitz girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
The problem is, you dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we can't be at with no BS. Oh no, you won't see that. And no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces. But girlfriend, work with the kid. I keep you working at Hermes birthday bag, Manolo blind Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, and I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. And so I put this on my life. Nobody or nothing will ever come between us. And I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was my boyfriend. Put this on my life. The air that I breathe in, all that I believe in. I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was my boyfriend.
All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend.
Yes, mama. No, I know I can't play. I have a. What's that called? Creative Commons music. I wouldn't play this. And plus, I have like little MIDI interludes that I like to use that you can play on shows. So I wouldn't play that on Pride 48. But welcome back. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and Beyonce is she means so much to me. It almost makes me cry. Ooh, I hope she's not the third person that's going to die. Scandal. Anyhow, welcome back. So what I didn't talk about in the last segment was all the naked butts I'm seeing on television. I didn't know this stuff existed. I was at my sister's house the other couple weeks ago, and I'm in the kitchen playing with the dog or something. And so my mother, my sister, my niece, and my nephew was in her living room, and they were all quiet. I'm like, why are they all quiet? And so I roll up into the living area, and I'm like, what? And I'm thinking, because I'm seeing naked butts on TV. I'm like, what are you watching? And, you know, this is my three generations of my female family members watching, I guess it's called Naked and Afraid. And now I would say the boy had body. I mean, he had body. And okay, Tristan, that would totally work. That would totally work. And I'm off the next couple of days, so maybe we can do that then if you have time. But anyhow, so thanks. But so I'm like, what's all these booties and stuff on television? Of course. And so they're explaining the show to me. These two people get put out on some island to see how they can make it. I don't know. Elaine, help me. Is it 31 days or 20 some odd days? Or if they could just naked and they get to pick like a tool or something, like a machete or a hatchet or something that and make it and survive, like to get water and stuff. And it's the most insane thing I've ever seen in the most insane thing that I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, what's the purpose of that? And then somebody told me they don't even get any money. It's like a personal thing to see if they can do it. I'm like, what? And you know, the men, and I'm sorry, boys will be boys, will be boys, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. If you have the body and you have a piece, you want to show it off. You don't care, you know, if 31 days. Okay. And they just trying to show the dingleberries off. But my thing is, I'm not going out in, because for one thing, mosquitoes love me. I don't know why mosquitoes love me. They do. Mosquitoes, every time I go outside, I get attacked. And then I'm highly allergic, because when a mosquito bites me, I mean, I get big, huge welts where they have bit me at. So that's why I don't play outside. That's not me. I'm not that type of boy. And and so I don't expect. Okay, but you're outside and your dingleberries are showing, especially for females. Is that sanitary? Because if you're for 31 days, you're going to have a cycle. If I'm not trying to be gross, but if I'm not incorrect, you're going to have a cycle. And that's going on. And so the one episode we were watching was the boy had finally found some water. And so the girl's like, I ain't drinking that cloudy water. And he's like, oh, there's nothing wrong. You can dehydrate if you want to. And he's, you know, letting her have it and bawling her out and whatever. Although she was better at it than he was. He drinks the water. Of course, he starts pooping. He starts pooping all over the place. And I guess she steps in it. So she goes off on him. I'm like, I can't believe y'all watching this bull. This is it's TV. If there's no ideas on TV, now this is what we're resorted to, because people will watch nakedness on just for the sake of somebody being naked. I think not. That's just, well, somebody's watching because it wouldn't be on television. But, and so they put these plastic drawers on him. He can't hold his mouth. I'm like, that is not if you have the right man. See, I don't know anything about that, Elaine. But I'm like, yeah, that's a mess. And so the other show, and I just happened to see this the other day while I was at work, and it was called Naked. I think Elaine said it was called Naked and Dating, or Dating Naked. What's the point of that? I mean, seriously. Although I would have to say, the men are kind of fine. I mean, kind of fine. Not even kind. They are fine. Body. And so, again, boys will be boys. And there, and so the one boy's out there, he's like, why is she not invite me back into her room? She's seen the body. She's seen the package. She knows what she's dealing with. What's going on? And so then there's one part where I thought was totally hilarious. They're on, I don't know if they're kayaking or scuba diving. There was on, they were on like a, what's them things called? Like a surfboard. I mean, y'all could have put them in a boat. MTV did that bullshit on purpose. And they're paddling, and he's just spread eagle. And I'm like, mm-mm. Right? No, they sit with their legs open on purpose. Not that I mind. I just don't see the purpose in it. You know, I'm like, dude, you silly. Just, and then there's the camera right there, all up in his junk. You know, I wonder if somebody have the outtakes. That's what I want to see. When y'all start showing like the uncensored outtakes on a DVD, call me and let me know. I want to see what's really going on, you know, because other than this, the whole blurry part, that doesn't do nothing to me. Although there's some cute butts. But I ain't seen the black person on there because, you know, we don't play like that. We don't play those games. I just think that's hilarious to me. But, It's just one of those things where we're crazy Americans. We do crazy stuff, but I guess on other, you know, like in Europe, you know, they're not as prudish about the human body as we Americans are, and they have naked TV all the time, obviously. But I don't get it. It just seems a little silly to me. But thank you guys for listening. It's been fun. I'm glad I made it back, and happy to be back. Maybe I won't go all nutso and step away for 3 weeks like I did. Ken Boggle, I know you're not feeling well. Thank you for swinging by. Thank all my Pride 48 friends, Tristan, Matt, Liam, and my friend Elaine from Thought Bubbles Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me on my return to my regular podcasting schedule. Look for me Thursday on Pride 48 at 11 o'clock. I keep on messing that up, Tristan. 11 o'clock my time is the time, the only time that matters. So I think it is still 10 p.m. Eastern. I mean, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. And maybe I'll and Robert, thank you, Robert, for checking me out too. I appreciate that. You guys have a great hump day. Tomorrow is free comic book day. So we'll be talking about that. Timmy Simmons and I, hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll see, but definitely Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Guys, have a great week, and I will see y'all next time. Good night. Bye.